You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Chwaba.
I hear there are rough landings.
Yeah, I know. Those catapults can be dangerous.
Well, yeah. Not a lot of fun unless it's, you know. Well,
unless
anyway.
You got a trampoline or something to land on, or a net.
This is John and Gordy filling in for Pete Chwaba today.
That's right. John Peterson, Gordy Young, live from our studio here in Madison, the WMDX headquarters, the global headquarters of Civic Media.
That's right.
But Conrad is with us. Good afternoon. Good evening, Conrad.
Yes. How's it going, guys?
So pretty far, good. So good, but pretty it's good. Early yet.
Yeah, we just started. We started down the hill here.
Yeah. So Pete's gone tonight and tomorrow night, and then he'll be back Wednesday. Nobody knows where he is. It seems to be a mystery.
I have a feeling by tomorrow night, I will be the new Godfather of Green Bay.
Oh, wow.
Is that right? Really? You're taking
by,
over for
by tomorrow night, yes. Okay. And I'm going to have to practice the Pack Arena.
Okay. So, oh, good. Good to know. Thanks for the warning.
Well, you know, you don't know until tomorrow night. We'll find out.
Tune in then.
Yeah. Okay. We got a lot of stuff to get to, a lot of media stuff, and some great interviews. We've got some great guests coming up a little bit later on.
That's right. Well, our very own Todd Alba, he'll be here.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to him a little bit about, the big celebration of life for Bob Uecker over the weekend that took place at AmFam. And some other things about late night television.
Sure.
Things like that.
Well, we work out of the same studio, but we never ever get to talk to him or even get him on our show.
Yeah. Well, we work different hours, you know. Right? Well,
I hope so.
We're here really early in the morning.
If we worked at the same time, it would get a little crowded.
That would be crowded. We're here from 6 to 8 a.m. Yeah. He's here from, 2 to 4?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to talk to Todd in a little while, and also Tom and Christy Manis. They're some great travel writers, and they've got a couple of books that are really good. We've had them on a couple of times now on our morning show, and they'll be in a little bit later.
Yeah.
They've got a terrific book called Secrets of Wisconsin, or Secret Wisconsin, I guess it is. A Guide to the Weird and Wonderful and Obscure, and then they have this their original book, Historic Wisconsin Roadsides. Great little places to go all over the state. So that'll be fun. We'll get into it with them.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the movie theaters, okay? I mean, we have the greatest movie theaters in the Midwest.
You see a lot more movies than I do.
Yes, I do.
So you've been, what did you just went to see?
I just
go to
went to see the Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Big thumbs up.
Conrad, you like superhero movies, right?
I love that film. It was fantastic.
You did. Yeah, you and I agree on that film. One of the great things about the Fantastic Four, this particular version of it, was just like a comic book. I read those comics. I had the original comics. I just sold those damn comics for a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it was just like reading the comic book. It was that good. It didn't go into a lot of theatrics. It was just typical Fantastic Four fighting a villain. And winning, you know, but Galactus is, pretty big, pretty big villain. Yeah. So I was wondering how they're going to beat Galactus. I mean, he is 300 feet tall and eats worlds, consumes them.
Now, was this a remake of an earlier movie or is this the...
Well, there are a number of different Fantastic Fours throughout the decades.
Okay.
But this is the best one. I like this one a lot.
Okay.
But, it's centered on a baby, of all things.
Hmm.
Now, I never thought Galactus would be the fatherly type, but in this movie, that's what he was after.
Don't give away any spoilers here for those of us that haven't seen it yet.
You know, my son, my oldest son, who's Gen Z, he hates any kind of spoiler at all. Even the previews, even the trailers, he won't watch them.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't like that.
Yeah.
Conrad, you liked it, huh?
Oh, I loved it. Like John was saying, it's just like the comics. That's why I loved it so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is really great stuff. And by the way, The Thing looked like The Thing that Jack Kirby used to draw in the old days. I mean, it was just the way he looked. And a lot of those scenes in the movie were right out of the comic strip. I mean, the colors, the loneliness that you could feel, Ben Grimm feeling as he was walking down the streets. It was just really, really cool. You know, I got goosebumps. My kids didn't care that much about it. You know, I guess they wanted more of a spectacular superhero movie. I just liked the way it was. I mean, they were a stable. I mean, they were just, you know, you could count on them being who they were every single issue. And that's what this movie was like.
Okay. Have you seen any other movies lately you're going to preview for us here or review?
I'll say that I watched Wednesday, the second season of Wednesday, The Addams Family.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that was fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't checked out any of that. Where do you find that?
That's on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Conrad, is it time to do the question of the night? Is this where you do that?
Is this where we do it?
I think so. Right. Here we go. Right.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay. Question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right. Conrad, take it away. What's the question of the night?
You got the question.
Yeah. In honor of Banana Split Day, what is your favorite sweet treat? Mm. It can be anything you want, you know?
Mm.
All right.
Boy, I like a good hot fudge sundae. I'll go with that anytime.
You know, I'd go for a banana split. I haven't had banana split in years. Decades, maybe 40, 50 years. Wait, I'm not that old.
I think they still make those at Dairy Queen. I could probably order it. I just
never think about getting one.
Conrad, what's your favorite?
I got to say it's, you know, one of those cookie sandwiches where there's ice cream in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And M&M's in that cookie, too, on top and bottom.
Oh,
so good. So good.
Yeah.
So we can take calls and texts, right, if people want to pipe up about what their favorite sweet treat is, right?
Correct, yeah.
Well, thanks. thanks for stopping me. I almost kept going with this, and I'm going to give everybody's answer in my answers.
Well,
I'm just going to keep, you know, talking about my favorite.
Okay.
Well, look, I'll tell you what. You know, the banana splits is a cartoon. All right. And do we have that song? Do you have the song any place? Anybody have the song? Do you have it?
Dom, do you have it?
Well,
I can play it here.
Conrad?
I can play it.
Oh, okay. Well, give it a twirl.
Yeah, right. Yeah, let's. There you go.
Without the lyrics, apparently.
It's good.
Oh, here they come.
They don't need to hear the lyrics.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, the banana splits were on Saturday mornings, right?
Yeah, they were on Saturday mornings. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the banana splits were in these costumes, mascot costumes.
Yeah.
And I hated it. It was just so fake looking.
It was stupid.
I would have much preferred animation, but all the guys in the classes in high school loved banana splits. And
Are you kidding me? I
was on the outside looking in again.
No, it was a dumb show. it was kind of based like the Monkees TV show.
They tried to be,
but they were running around in these
mascot costumes. Yeah,
and it was really aimed at little kids. It wasn't aimed at teenagers or anything. Don't you think?
Well, tell the high schoolers I was going to school with.
Really?
They loved it. They talked about it all the time. They talked about the episodes, and maybe they just did that so they didn't have to talk to me. You know, I'm beginning to think that's it.
Mm. We've got a text here, John, from Catherine Lake, our station manager, and she says, my teenage child loves Wednesday. You have two Gen Z boys. What gives? They like Wednesday?
The TV show?
What demo is this meant for? That's the question.
I don't know. I think it's meant for everybody.
Really?
I mean, anybody if you watch the old Addams Family in the 60s, then you'll probably want to watch this. And if you're not familiar with the Addams Family at all, then this is a great introduction to it. I think Netflix did a great job with this.
Okay.
And I'm spacing the director of this. Do you remember?
For Wednesday?
Yeah.
Conrad, do you know? You don't know, do you?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
We got another text.
He did Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, Tim Burton?
Tim Burton.
Okay.
Yeah, Tim Burton writes and directs them.
All right.
So it's great stuff.
We got another text in here from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Creme brulee. Can't beat it.
Yeah. Creme brulee. Is that the right way to say it?
I don't know. And, okay, also, yay, Sid and Marty Krofft show. And that's right. Sid and Marty Krofft did the Splits.
They did that, yes.
And they had done what else? They had done, it wasn't the Muppets, but it was something similar.
It was very similar to that, yeah.
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 Okay.
All right. Well, anyway.
Well, if you know, give us a call. 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842.
I think we have time for just one story here.
All right.
And I want to get to the one-inch TV again. We played this on our show. And, people couldn't believe it. It was just amazing. A one-inch TV cut 14, if you can cue that up.
Yep.
And we could all enjoy listening to what it's like to have a one-inch tiny TV.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Today I'm toying with a tiny TV that lets you change the channel where the channels are your saved videos. But it doesn't just play each file from the beginning like a media player. They start in the middle like you're watching a live broadcast. The Tiny TV 2 keeps track of how much time you've been watching, and whenever you change the channel, it starts the next video at the same timestamp so you can channel surf like a pro. It even comes with its own tiny IR remote, a tiny 2-hour battery, and 8 gigs of storage for about 10 hours of video. You charge and upload videos over USB-C, though you'll have to shrink them first on a desktop. It's quick, but the app sadly doesn't let you queue up multiple videos at a time. Oh, and you might want to remove the tiny remote's button battery, as it tends to drain even if not in use.
Oops.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, remember when we had the old tiny TVs?
I do.
Yeah. They were like transistor radios.
Yeah.
With a long antenna that didn't get any TV stations.
They were crappy. They didn't work at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awful.
It was. and the picture was terrible.
Yes.
When it did receive a picture at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really still couldn't see it. The screen didn't. It was not.
Did you have a color one? I had a color one.
No. Mine was just black and white.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, again, it's been on the porch side of town.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Come on. We're going to talk about the commercials that you see at the movie theaters.
Oh, yes.
All right.
That's a big controversy right?
There's a good side and a bad side to all of this. We'll get to it in just a few moments right here.
Yeah. And a little bit later on, we're going to talk to Todd Alba about Bob Uecker and everything else that the Milwaukee Brewers are up to. Man, they're hot this year. And Tom and Christy Manis will join us a little bit later on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. But Pete's not here. It's John and Gordy from Madison. We'll be back with more after these fine words from our beloved sponsors.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Pacific right. Media Radio Network, John and Gordy filling in for Pete Schwabe tonight.
Yes, it's Nightlight. listening to a little bit of Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons there.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've heard that.
I didn't see that, you know, the Broadway play.
Oh, the Jersey Boys?
Jersey Boys.
Yeah, it's a great play.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
It'd be great. Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
It's like the greatest hits of the Four Seasons?
Yeah, and kind of their backstory. Yeah. And, you know, they came up in a rough way.
Yeah.
There were some gangster involvement. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I saw it up at the Palace Theater in Wisconsin Dells a few years ago.
Boy, they were there. Destroying the clean cut vision I had of the Four Seasons. That's the end of that dream.
Sorry. you know, we asked the question of the night earlier, what's your favorite sweet treat?
Yeah, let's get to some of them.
Getting a bunch of them here. Here's Susan from McFarland says, guys, good to hear you in the evening. And hello to Conrad. As always, nice to hear you on the air. Anyway, love the banana splits with hot fudge that cracks when you hit it with a spoon. Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's a good taste. And also a little caramel on there for just the right creaminess. Tom in New Berlin says chocolate of any kind. Steve from Florida, checking in from Florida tonight. My favorite sweet treat is anything chocolate, especially hot chocolate chip cookies out of the oven.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't get much better
than
that.
Well, chocolate of any kind, I guess, covers it.
And John from Madison says, welcome to the show, John and Gordy. Love your morning show and never miss French silk pie is my number two favorite, but Hershey bar with almonds is my go-to.
Yeah.
I have to have something sweet before bed. Well, that's not good, is it? Eat my dessert late night, usually a Hershey bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, a little story here. My younger Gen Zer has always been a very giving kid. And he was always just, you know, giving stuff out to his older brother. And
nice.
And he would do that to me, and he knew that I liked a certain candy bar.
Yeah.
And it's the Almond Joy. I love coconut and almonds on dark chocolate. Man, that is
really
to die for, okay?
Okay.
So every time now, he lives in the apartment above ours, he comes home shopping, and he gives me a big bag of Almond Joys.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
He gets me, he's still... He's that kind of kid.
Thinking of,
isn't that cool?
Thinking of his old man.
Man.
That's nice of him. Okay.
That's why he's I have the guy I have today now.
He's just kissing up to you because you don't, you know, he doesn't want you to raise the rent. Right?
Wants me to fix the mirror in the bathroom or something like that.
Maybe so.
All right. Let's get to this. This is a big issue now.
Yeah, we got a couple.
AMC Theaters decided to put more advertising in before the movie. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
More and commercials.
They cut a deal with an advertising group, and they were going to put more ads in.
Okay.
And they even had a disclaimer saying that, don't worry, the movie will start 25 to 30 minutes after the ads begin.
That was really, well, they said that.
You know,
25 to 30 minutes of commercials?
Now, not a lot of people liked the whole idea.
No.
AMC is walking that back a little bit, especially, get this, after the executives at major movie studios quickly became angry. On top of the extra ads, AMC would also still be showing its branded pre-show stuff, and it caused a delay in starting the film and leading theatergoers, get this, to avoid showing up at all early to the movie theaters to see the theater trailers.
Right.
That's where you see the next movie coming up. That's where you get excited about, you know, seeing your favorite characters. You know their movie is about to be released.
Right.
So,
I like the trailers, but not the commercials.
The major studio said, wait a minute, you're blowing these people away.
Right.
And moviegoers, hit X, and they complained about it. And they said that they would simply begin showing up at the theater half an hour later.
Yeah, great.
And miss all the trailers and all the great ads. One person said, they want me to pay to sit and watch 30 minutes of advertisements.
That's dumb. Yeah, and plus everybody shows up then much later and it's harder to find a seat. Very confused, you know.
Well,
that's a lot of confusion.
Now, here's the positive side to the story.
Okay.
Right. I've got Gen Zers and they're not real quick, they're not real fast. You know, they're very relaxed. They play games all night, wake up late in the morning, if in the morning, maybe in the afternoon. But here's the thing. They always wait till the very last second to leave for the movie. I mean, when the start time of that movie is in the paper, you know that that's the time we should be there.
Right.
But they look at it as the time to leave.
Leave the house?
Yeah, leave the house at that time.
No, that doesn't.
And or even a little later. So they're really freaking me out. You know, I don't want to miss the beginning of the movie.
Right.
Right. So,
well, can't you take separate cars? You and your wife go in one car and they go in another.
Yeah. No,
that doesn't work.
But here's the thing. Okay. That's the positive side for me with these ads.
Yeah.
And even more ads for as far as I'm concerned, I can get there and probably even get some popcorn. You know, we're always running into the theater and we get free popcorn because we're part of the club at the Marcus club. Theaters.
Sure.
And, I never get free popcorn. And I love popcorn. It's the only reason I go to the movie theaters most of the time.
Not for the movie, for the popcorn.
Oh, hell no. Who knows what the movie's going to be like?
Okay. Wow. So, okay. Yeah. Well, so have they responded, the movie theater chain that said?
The chain said they're backtracking on that. They're AMC not going to add all those ads now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It was a bad move. The movie studios did not like it. The fans did not like it. And everybody's going to show up late.
Yeah.
And that's no good.
No,
right?
It's not. Yeah. We got a couple more texts here of people that still love their sweet treats.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Mentioned that.
Sure.
And love the Dairy Queen Blizzard, says Paula from Florida again. Peanut butter cups. Dairy Queen Blizzard with peanut butter cups. Oh, man. It's making me hungry just thinking about it. Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk to our buddy Todd Alba.
We'll get his dessert.
Yeah, we'll find out what he likes, what kind of ice cream treat or whatever he likes. And we'll talk a little Brewers baseball and Bob Uecker. It's all coming up on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe with John and Gordy sitting in on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Schwabe is taking a restful night off, a couple of nights off.
Mm-hmm.
John and Gordy in the morning, filling in the evening. We work at WMDX, the mothership, along with Todd Alba, who is in our studio right now. We never get a chance to really talk.
So it's good to see you here, Todd.
It's great to be here, guys. I'm excited. It's always fun to be on Nightlight with the lovable Conrad, as Peter's fond of saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Up there in beautiful, beautiful WGBW studios up there. And now I can, we see each other. I've been on your show maybe once or twice. I called in once from the street one time.
Yes, you did.
That was fun. And normally when I'm on Nightlight, as Conrad knows, I try to find an interesting location to appear from. But my travel budget has been greatly curtailed. And so the choice was either, I thought, well, what can I do is funny. I thought, well, I could come in via my phone from the crapper. That might be kind of funny, but I thought, no, probably not. And so all you get is me here at the desk. But I have, and I didn't even hear the question of the night of what's your favorite sweet?
Well, what's your favorite sweet treat, basically?
Right. I heard you guys at the beginning of the show, and I thought, well, I guess it'd be kind of, fun to go down to the popcorn store a block away and bring popcorn for everybody.
Oh.
I went there, but he was closed.
Oh,
I heard John talking about his love for popcorn.
Yeah.
But without even knowing, here, great minds think alike. Mm. I went to the little candy store down the street. Kilwins. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that's Kilwins. That's good stuff.
Now, I brought you all a little dark chocolate.
Oh, I love
and
dark chocolate.
I'm not talking about my last date. I'm talking about some actual chocolate
here, really.
So here we go. I feel like I'm feeding the bears here.
Here, John.
There you go.
He's throwing candy at us.
Where's the Italian stallion, Dominic Lee? Look at that. What a catch
by
Dom. And Conrad, I'm sorry we'll have to send some up there to Green Bay.
Yes.
But I'm a big dark chocolate guy. How about you guys?
Same here.
Love dark chocolate.
Gotta have I like the Almond Joys with the dark chocolate on it.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't. And dark chocolate's really good for you, actually. Yeah. A lot of antioxidants.
Right.
Yeah. So thank you.
You're welcome. I enjoy when I'm in a movie theater. I too enjoy popcorn.
Yeah.
But a little bit of sweet with the salty.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
That's a nice balance. I've never tried that before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, way back in the 60s, I used to get the slow pokes because they took a long time. Oh, eat.
Do they make those anymore? I don't think so.
I don't know if they do.
I don't think they make slow pokes anymore. So we wanted to have you on to talk a little bit about Milwaukee Brewer baseball because they're hot and they're having a wonderful season. Although they lost yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, they lost yesterday. But my 4 years playing high school baseball, my D1 scholarship baseball in college, I'm quite the authority on baseball. You know what it was? I was the manager for a high school baseball team.
Which high school?
Richland Center High School, Southwest. RCHS.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Fighting what?
The Hornets.
The Hornets. That's right. Yes. Yeah. I love Richland Center. I know I have a lot of people.
I know you're still Center. Big up there.
I've been to WRCO a few times when it was in the old place. The old place got flooded.
Built, right.
Right. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I that's where I got my start. I was in high school, 17 years old.
Yeah.
I was stupid enough to say, I'm not going to work at Hardee's. And a kid with a speech impediment walks into WRCO and Ron Fruit gives me a job. My first job on radio was engineering. And folks, that was actually a thing back in the day where you had to pot down or turn down the network feed from WTMJ. Because if that went out over the air, you got a call from the boss saying, what the heck are you doing?
Right.
So you had to turn it down, and then you played the local, WRCO.
Sure, yeah.
And then you had to actually hit the commercials. They were on what people would know as an 8-track tape, a cart, as they used to say.
Yes.
And then you had to play the local commercials and then turn it back up. And so hearing Euchre and at the time Pat Hughes,
that was my first job in radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you watched all the festivities over the weekend. Bob Costas hosted a thing there at AmFam Field, and they had Robin Yount there and a number of other celebrities, and it was great. I've only seen the highlights. I didn't see it live, so
it was so cool. I broke down a couple months ago and bought my $19.99 subscription to FanDuel. So I could watch the games. And so what I'll do is if I'm at home, I'll watch on FanDuel, and then I'll turn on the Brewers radio broadcast.
Sure.
It doesn't always quite sync up, but I like Levering and Grindle and Josh Maurer on the radio. And I watched it, and I was particularly, it was just done so well.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. I know Conrad and Pete last week talked to our mutual friend, Sean Hanisch, the director, one of the producers of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers movie, along with Kelly Call, one of the producers. And those two, Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call, did all of the video work. So all the video that you saw if you were watching on FanDuel, and I think Zommers, our producer this afternoon, said, for those of you that might have missed what Gordy was talking about, you can go to the Major League Baseball YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
And they've decided to put it up there for free, and you can watch the entire hour-plus ceremony for free on the MLB YouTube channel.
We didn't see it, but I'd love to
go
see
back
that.
And look because Kelly and Sean, and they talked about this off the air a little bit with us last time they were on. They called the family and the Brewers when Euchre passed away. There was a private ceremony, I think in April, if I'm not mistaken, and they asked Kelly and Sean to put together a 15-minute compilation for this private service. It was the family, it was the Brewers organization, and kind of the who's who of broadcasting, like Al Michaels was there and Bob Costas, and they did a 15-minute version of this. And so the Brewers, when they were going to do this a celebration of life, came back and said, will you guys put together a compilation for this day? And so they were there yesterday at AmFam Field, and they said it was really surreal to see their work up there. It was quite an honor to be asked, and I thought it was A-plus stuff.
Yeah. Where can people see that movie now, Just a Bit Outside?
Well, thank you so very much for asking. I get no royalties off the deal. Okay. I love talking about it because it captured, I mean, I was alive in 82. I know you guys were.
Yeah.
And it did something to this state to bring people together and Rob Bunyout and Paul Molitor, all those guys. Anyway, yeah. To answer your question, you can see it for free on Roku and the Roku channel, okay. Or if you have Apple Plus TV, you can find it on there. You can either just watch it or you could buy it. Or mm-hmm. also on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
So you could buy the DVD as well. I own okay. the DVD.
Talking to Todd Albaugh here, John and Gordy filling in for Pete Schwab. Do we have that Euchre clip that we played earlier
yeah,
this morning?
Yeah, we have it. Conrad has it.
Conrad, yep. Why don't you go ahead and play
that?
Then
we cut 22. All right.
Yelich sends one to right center and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here and gone for Yelich!
To me, Bob Euchre just symbolizes the joy of summer.
Sitting on our front porch and bringing out the little transistor radio and dialing up the old AM station.
83 beautiful degrees at game time tonight. Here it is, strike called, and we are underway.
Cooking out, brought some hamburgers with family and friends, just always on in the background and became a familiar part of the family.
Swinging a liner, base hit, come off the Mariners!
Summer's out fishing, and there's my dad, and there's Bob on the radio calling the game.
Hey, struck him out!
His little side stories that he would go on. That's where the magic was.
If you didn't enjoy baseball, then you didn't like sliced bread either.
Brewers head for Arizona on their up-and-coming trip. Out there, you can hold a hot dog out your car window and cook it.
Can't hit a curveball with four baseball bats and a tennis racket, too.
All you got to do is turn the dial, and Euchre was always there.
Through the radio, I felt like I was literally there. Feel the emotion, the passion, the excitement in the call.
We're going to smash up the middle. Base hit to center. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for being Brewer fans. And we'll get together again.
It's hard to even imagine anyone liking any other team except for the Brewers.
Yeah.
Right, Gordy?
Yeah.
Right,
well,
right, Gordy?
Yeah, I'm Cubs, long-suffering Cubs fan here, but what I loved about Pat Hughes, you know, he spent all those years with Euchre. Yeah. And you can still hear some of that with Pat Hughes. I mean, completely different style,
right.
But he still has the same kind of sense of humor, a lot of inside stories.
Play guy for the Cubs now.
Yeah, yeah, he's been play-by-play with the Cubs for, I don't know, 20 years or at least.
Since Harry Carey passed away, probably.
Yes, right? Yes, that's right.
I remember Merle Harmon. Just throw that in. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you guys probably remember. Well, I mean, maybe Gordy didn't listen to a lot of the Brewers broadcast back in the day.
Well, I moved to Wisconsin in the mid-70s. So, okay, yeah.
I mean, even when the Brewers were not great, I was thinking about this morning as we're getting ready for our show. I think one of the starkest memories for me of Euchre was at my grandparents' house on East Hazeltine in Richland Center in the summer. And my grandparents, they didn't have air conditioning in the house at the time. The windows would be open, and that summer breeze would be blowing in, and grandma would be fixing, you know, freezing strawberries or freezing corn. And my grandpa would be doing quote-unquote book work at the kitchen table. Mm-hmm. And on their kitchen radio, mm-hmm. there was Euchre and calling these games. And it's just something that immediately takes me back to my childhood and this sense of comfort. And even when the Brewers were not great, that's usually when Euchre was at his best.
Yeah.
Telling all these great stories and being the entertainer that he was.
Right.
But to Bob Costas's point yesterday at this celebration at AmFam Field, I thought this was really good and important. He said, yes, everybody knows what an entertainer and comedian Euchre was, but take all of that away and just his abilities as a sports broadcaster should put him into the Hall of Fame alone.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. He knew the game really well. Yeah.
It was just the tone of his voice.
Right.
Just how easily he called those plays.
100%.
Yeah.
And he was an everyday guy.
And as far as being a comedian, I mean, his appearances on the Carson show were just legendary. I mean, I think he was on there more than anybody else. He was like the number one guest, right?
Incredible.
And you can still find all that stuff on YouTube. They're just as funny now. I mean, they're
dial
timeless.
Up, for those, you know, go on Google or whatever, dial it up, Norm MacDonald and Artie, can't think of the last name.
Artie Lang?
Yes, Artie Lang.
Okay.
They had these great, they were on Howard Stern, but Norm MacDonald came on Letterman and told these great stories. He cleaned them up for broadcast.
Yeah.
But just how Euchre would, you know, just be hilarious, you know, you know, alone. And I think it was John Fogerty or somebody was playing, was in Milwaukee, and Norm's and Norm goes up to the booth, and Euchre's like, John Fogerty is. And he goes, yeah, I know. He goes, it was, and just back and forth was hilarious.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, really. The one thing you have to do, watch the Johnny Carson Euchre clips.
Yeah.
Look at the deadpan. The deadpan face of Euchre. I mean, he was just a Mr. Straight Guy all the way.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Only one of them.
That's it. Well, Todd, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Always a pleasure, guys.
Yeah. Always good to see you.
All right. Hey, Conrad.
Yeah. Conrad, I think, fell asleep.
No chocolate for Conrad.
All right, man. Thanks, Dom. We appreciate you guys.
It's
great having you here.
Yeah, it really is. And when we're coming back, we've got guests coming up in our next hour. Tom and Christy Manis will tell us their Wisconsin road stories and a whole lot more.
They've got some great secrets to reveal here. Mm-hmm.
Stay with us.
Yes.
It's Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Only Pete's not here.
Yeah.
It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, and Todd Alba has stuck around here. We convinced him. We twisted his arm.
He wanted to leave.
He
but
couldn't
we
wait to leave,
to
but
stay.
We made him stay.
A radio guy with an open microphone. Oh, can you please stay? Well, that's my arm.
Sure. Phone lines are open, by the way, if you want to jump in on the conversation. 855-752-4842. And we wanted to talk to you a little bit about late night television, because there's some changes happening since CBS announced that they're parting ways with Stephen Colbert. Is that just the beginning of late night television changing? It seems like everybody.
Yeah, what do you think? You've got an inside scoop.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know
some of these head honchos.
No, not really. I don't know. Inside. We had a guy from cracked.com on the show, Keegan Kelly, last week, who does follow this and kind of knows some people in the industry. And, and you know, I think he had an interesting take, which was his take basically was Colbert canceled on CBS just because Trump wanted that as a part of the quid pro quo for his FCC to approve the Paramount Skydance merger that was waiting? Maybe. But he thinks this really a larger shift in late night. Now, CBS claimed that they were losing $40 million a year on
Colbert. I find that hard to believe.
I just don't think that. Neither did Keegan.
Yeah.
But I think that if you look at Colbert, I'm kind of a goofy, longtime, nerdy steward or student of late night television. I grew up on Carson and then Letterman.
Same here.
And, you know, that sort of thing. And so I think that if you look at modern late night, right, you guys ever watch James Corden when he was on the Late Show?
Yeah, sure. Actually CBS. Warmed up to that show eventually.
Me too. Because I was a big Craig Ferguson fan. And well, back in the day, you guys remember Milwaukee native Tom Schneider was the first host of.
I love that show.
A rerun, or I just saw a clip on YouTube of him handing the reins over to Craig Kilborn, who took over. Mm-hmm. And I love Tom Schneider because it was just two chairs and conversation, which I love. Cigarette smoke, right? But James Corden, most recently, with the carpool karaoke, it all became very YouTube-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were clips, video clips that could be put out on YouTube or Insta or TikTok. And he had this huge social media following. As I understand it, I think it makes sense. The current iteration of late night hosts out there, you got Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyer and Jimmy Kimmel, that Colbert is probably the least of that type of show. There's not a lot of Instagrammable stuff that's put out there. And that may have hurt him to some degree. I think, you know, I heard just now on, not now, but a couple of days over the weekend, I'm not sure if it was awful announcing or cost cutter or cord cutter. I follow some of these sites on entertainment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that Paramount, the insiders are saying now that Paramount is going to cut 2,000 to 3,000 jobs coming in late October, first part of November.
How can they do that?
That's crazy.
It's just, you know, it becomes all that really counts is the dollar sign and not so much the quality of what they put out. So that's a really long way of answering your question. I hope it's not the end of late night. I don't think it's going to disappear overnight, but I think it's certainly changing. You saw Seth Meyers got his band cut over there at late night, and now he doesn't have a regular
band. Do you think that maybe a lot of this late night stuff will be on streaming channels?
I think that's the way it's going. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot less, whether it's radio or television, there's a lot less appointment viewing. Like when we grew up and everybody said, oh, I watch, you know, ER or Grey's Anatomy or MASH or whatever, or Dallas. I mean, that Cosby Show, Friends, that appointment television, because everybody just wants to watch it on demand at their convenience on their device.
Yeah.
So I think that late night, some of that's going to move to to streaming eventually. We'll see.
Well, I'm kind of on pins and needles here, worried about The Daily Show. I want to keep seeing The Daily Show. It's a regular, and they've got the best comedians out there right now doing the show. So
it really is.
It would be horrible to see that go.
There's rumors that Colbert may go to MSNBC, possibly.
I hadn't heard that, really.
Yeah.
Or you mean MS Now?
Yeah, MS Now, the new
which
name.
Which is the most ridiculous rebrand I've ever heard.
I don't get that. I can't.
Somebody was calling it PMS Now.
Miss Now.
Right? Yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, it's a changing landscape. And you're right. Yeah, there are very few appointment television shows anymore.
It's sad. In a way, I guess I'm getting older, but I like the idea of being able to talk to my friends and family, and we all watch the same thing. I mean, now it's all about live sports. I mean, those are things that kind of communal appointment television or radio, but it's all moving to the stream, guys, and I got a physical on Friday to check my stream, so we'll see if I survive.
Well, yeah, let us know. Yeah,
keep us updated on that, will you?
I hope everything comes out okay.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward.
It always takes so long in the restrooms here.
Okay. And they're like, why did we ask Allball to stay around for another segment?
Yeah, well.
God, how do you top that?
I don't know.
Looking for something.
I don't know. We're just about out of time.
I thought that Colbert was much better doing his character that he did with the Colbert Report.
Right.
I thought he lost a lot of edge, and I don't know why he got rid of it. I don't know.
Network executives said, we want you to be yourself.
We just want you.
Maybe he wanted to do it himself.
Yeah. We'll see.
Could be.
Maybe he'll bring it back on stream.
That would be fantastic. That could be fun. Wouldn't it?
Well, Todd, thanks again for sticking around.
Our pleasure. Doesn't matter whether it's live in the morning or on the stream, John and Gordy is the place to be. Appointment listening.
Wow. Thank you. There'll be a little something extra in your check this
God
week.
Bless
okay. Save that.
Pink slip.
That's Todd Alba. It's John and Gordy filling in for Pete Schwab on Nightlights. In our next hour, we'll talk to Tom and Christy Manis about their travels all over the states. And a whole lot more on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.